Sexy Little Devil by Von Seal, read by Interstellar Blue. There had been several Halloween parties around town. Two of them were hosted by Myung-jun's close friends. Myung-jun, the epitome of polite and respectful, had known about the parties but had decided to wait on an invitation. Even if he considered himself a best friend to these two men, he was tactful enough to step aside and wait for their questions of, "Myung-jun, the party won't be the same without you, so will you come?" The questions just never came. Neither did the invitations. Myung-jun couldn't believe it. As the days passed, as more and more guests were invited, Myung-jun sat there, invitationless, and wondered why he was passed over. When he asked, each of the two friends assumed he would be at the other party. "Sorry," both of them had apologized, shrugging their shoulders. "It was RSVP only, no exceptions." Some friends he had. Myung-jun made up his mind to never again invite them over for anything. He could play their game. He could make sure they would also be alone on Halloween night next year, just as he currently was. Plans of revenge did little to alleviate the pain in his heart. He had been completely looked over on the spookiest and most exciting night of the year. His friend had ditched him, and now he was stuck at home, passing out candy with a lackluster heart to the few kids that showed up at his door and demanded a treat out of him. He tried to dress up in the costume he bought specifically for the party, but it did little to make him feel better. In fact, he felt a little silly. He was a grown man all by himself, dressed up as a wizard, complete with a fake beard, too. Though he did take off the beard when a few children asked if he was Santa Claus. "I'm not that fat," Myung-jun mumbled to himself as he refilled his candy bowl. The stupid kids just couldn't tell the difference between round, plump, jolly elves and dashingly handsome young men. Not his fault their parents didn't raise them correctly. He didn't feel as wizardly without the beard, but at least random children stopped asking if he was Santa Claus. They actually started to guess who he was once his face was bare. They were mostly correct, and he was feeling pathetic for getting happy when they guessed correctly. He really needed to treat himself later, preferably with an entire pack of beer and whatever candy he had left from the ravenous little children. His doorbell rang again, and Myung-jun sighed, fixing his hat and calling out, "I'm coming!" There wasn't a child at the door, however. Instead, there was a grown man, a beautiful man, clad in the skimpiest red piece Myung-jun had seen. The man wore tiny booty shorts and a tight crop top. He had on fishnet tights and heavy eyeliner and a headband with little red horns. "What in the hell?" Myung-jun blurted out. "Please don't say anything," the man begged, holding out a plastic pumpkin. Just put candy in here, please." "Why are you dressed like—" Myung-jun looked at the outfit again, his eyes raking over the man's gorgeous body. "Like a demonic slut." I'm the devil," the man stammered. "Please, just give me my candy, so—" "Candy is for kids," Myung-jun replied, "not demonic sluts." The man thrust his pumpkin closer to Myung-jun, as if that could grant him his wish of candy. However, Myung-jun was steadfast. Even if the man had fallen from heaven, rules were rules, and the new rule Myung-jun just made up was that only children got candy. The other rule he just made up was that he couldn't go to bed unless he had the demonic slut's phone number. "Just... please, make an exception, just this once, please!" The man fixed the shorts that were riding up on his crotch. Myung-jun stared for a second too long at that spot before darting his eyes back to look straight at the man. He could have cooed. The poor thing looked so uncomfortable. "You don't look like you wanted to be a demonic slut," Myung-jun pointed out. "I didn't. It was a bet, and I lost, and this was the punishment. My friends told me once I got candy from every single house down this path, then I could come back and change." Myung-jun glanced down into the empty pumpkin. "This is why you're so desperate." "I need 12 pieces of candy, and so far no one's given me anything," the man pouted. "One middle-aged lady called me a pervert." "I know who you're talking about," Myung-jun commented. And then he stuck his head out of his door and yelled down the street, "At least the demonic slut probably doesn't cheat on her husband!" The frantic man grabbed Myung-jun's shoulders and shoved him back inside. "Don't do that!" he exclaimed, his face red with embarrassment and humiliation. I don't want to cause trouble. I just want to get out of this outfit, and I can't until I get 12 pieces of candy. So you've said. Myung-jun eyed the man appreciatively before sighing and reaching into his pocket. I'll give you candy on one condition. Anything, the man said, nodding his head with enthusiasm. Write down your name and phone number for me. Myung-jun grinned widely at the man. As it just so happens, I think I'm attracted to men wearing super tight demon outfits. It's a new development, though. Just figured it out today. The man blushed even more, if possible, and quickly jotted down the requested information. Myung-jun snatched it away, gleeful. Dongmin, he said. You don't look like a Dongmin. More like a Lucifer. Dongmin frowned. If you think that will win my heart, you're mistaken. The devil jokes aren't funny. Myung-jun suspected he was a lot funnier than Dongmin was letting on. Fine, fine. One more request, though. He eyed Dongmin once more. On our first date, what makes you think I'll date you? Oh, so you won't? Just say you won't and I'll stop wasting your time. Myung-jun raised his eyebrows, but Dongmin remained silent. Unable to hide his grin, Myung-jun continued, On our first date, don't wear the devil costume. Deal! Save it for the bedroom, though. Seeing a demonic slut so flustered was the highlight of Myung-jun's night. It was better than any of the stupid parties his friends were throwing, and better than getting wasted and watching horror films. This was the best Halloween ever. 2. Hot demonic slut. Hey babe, look what I saw today. 2. Hot demonic slut. Image.jpg. From Hot Demonic Slut. You're lucky I love you. 2. Hot demonic slut. Heart, 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 heart. The end.